Coming up in a bit, Doug Swinhart joins us with Tech Talk, and now is a great time to get queued up if you want to visit with Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever. And you heard the story a moment ago, the new MacBook Neo, huge news this week. We chatted with Shaletta about it, and we're going to get into that with Doug right out of the gate. The new MacBook Neo, it's been a long time since a product's come out that's kind of moved the meter like this. You mean I can get a MacBook for $600? We'll get Doug's thoughts on that equipment coming up on the program. And by the way, our number is 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. We had snow overnight, and it's getting to that time of year when you wake up and we knew it was coming. They kind of predicted that overnight, that rain and drizzle, etc., would change over to snow, and you might wake up to it. And now with the sun out, it's almost already gone. I mean, in the shade, there's still some snow on the ground, etc. Our roads are in great shape. No problem there. But it is a reminder that we're getting to the end of winter. I don't know about you, Lindsay, when you got up and you saw a little snow on the ground. Does that bum you out, or are you just kind of like, no big deal, it'll be gone anyway?
No, I was a little excited, not because I'm welcoming of the snow, although I do welcome any sort of precipitation in this day and age. We need all of it we can get. But I was having a conversation with my partner Sarah the other day, how she was saying, you know, it's time to wash the rugs. It's time to do this because winter is over. And I was like, you know, it's early March. I don't know if it's over. So did I wake up with a little bit of cheekiness this morning, Steve? I did. And I made sure to let her know of the conditions outside.
Yeah, no reason to do the spring cleaning. And in the reality is that snow events, you know, we could get those way into April. We could,
right,
you know, be ready for spring. I could dig the clubs out of the shed and dream about hitting it straight again. And
with a fade. Come on, power fade. No, yeah. Draw. Which one were you?
You know, in my younger days, I would always try to hit a low draw.
Sure.
I preferred that. You know, it's kind of a distance shot, etc.
The purest shot, yep.
But now, I just don't have the swing speed, so mine is just kind of, you know, the El Fado, if you will.
The El,
you know,
Fado.
If I can hit a high fade and put it in play, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I can't turn it over like I did when I was a youngster.
That's all right. You can hack it up and way up and down all day to par. Doesn't matter what it looks like, as long as it happens and you have a great putting stroke. I haven't seen it yet, but I feel like you're a good putter.
Yeah, I've been okay. It kind of goes in fits and starts. Putting is one of those things where it can come and go. I'm not a horrible putter. My dad, over the years, has really been an excellent putter. I mean, impressively good with the flat stick over the years. And here in 2026, my goal is to get limbered up after the long winter and play a little more golf. I do enjoy it, and just being outside and leave the phone in the car kind of thing. You know, ditch it all together. Will be really, really good. So that's kind of my spring, summer, fall resolution, play a little more golf.
That's pretty good. Life always needs slowing down in this day and age, Steve.
Yeah.
And on a golf course, things have a tendency to slow down.
Yeah, and that's what's great about it. And, and just chit-chatting, not worried about the result.
Once do you walk time, or cart? That changes the way I play.
It does. I will say, I've got a knee that isn't too kind to me.
Has a lot to say
right now.
Yeah.
So I do love to walk. I just wish I had a way. And the pull cart to me is annoying.
Yes. Thank you for saying that. People swear by them. I'm like, this seems so just inconvenient at times. I'd rather just carry. I'd rather carry it with on one arm.
Well, I'd rather have one of those robotic carts. You've seen those.
Sure.
Where you can kind of wear a thing on your belt or, you know, somewhere on your body. And the cart just kind of keeps up with you. And then when you get to the green, you press a button and you stop it.
Mm.
So it doesn't roll around on the green or go into a bunker or anything like that. I would like to try that because I do like the walk. I do not like carrying the sticks anymore.
Yeah. Well, I think I feel like walking up, it allows you to visualize and, you know, shape your shot, as the insiders would call it. And I just think it's good. You're just not paying attention as much when you're on the cart. You're driving, you're talking, you're drinking, you walk right up, grip it and rip it. What do you know? It's in the pond on the left side. But I haven't seen, like, I've seen some of the motorized bags, but I didn't realize it was something that you could attach to your belt. Have you seen those surfboard ones where it's like you can ride on this board that'll just kind of take you wherever you want to go? Seems like a great idea with probably more often poor execution than they'd like to admit.
See, in technology like that, I think it's just me a quick trip to, like, orthopedic urgent care.
TCO is,
yeah,
it's like, is raving reviewing.
And I've become familiar with my hips and knees. It just sometimes I'll overdo it, and then I just make a beeline. It's like, yeah, I need to be seen. Please tell me I didn't break anything or I need immediate surgery.
Somebody's got to hit that deductible. Somebody's got to do it.
We're going to get out the cortisone for you, sir.
Ooh, that's a rough go. You've had some cortisone shots in your day?
Well, I know there is HIPAA rules, but I figure I can share my own file. I've had one, and it was a miracle.
Really?
Yeah, I really screwed up my knee. The young doctor, and I was like, dude, you're in a high school, right? No, he was a real MD. And great. Drained my knee, did the cortisone, fixed me right up. So, yeah,
okay.
I've done it once. Amazing. It was really good. But once again, consult your doctor. It is 3:14. We're going to consult Doug Swinhart in a moment. Front and center, the brand new MacBook Neo. Price point starting at $599. You can pre-order available coming up on March 11th. I have a feeling these are going to sell like hotcakes. We'll get Doug's thoughts in a moment here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, and we're underway with Doug Swinhart. Doug, good to visit with you. Always better with the sun out. So we did get a little snow. Sun is here, and we are ready to go. We've already got a text, and certainly if you want to visit with Doug on the phone lines as well, 651-461-9226. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's so much news in the tech business these days. It's just incredible. This move by Mac, just about the time that PC makers and distributors are having trouble with prices and holding back stock on videos, and there's so many rumors running around as crazy, Mac comes out with a $500 laptop. Can you believe this? What a machine. I got to get my hands on one and play with one. I really do. And the interesting thing is that this thing is not a slot machine. Up to 16 hours of streaming video on the battery? Come on. That's first class, Steve, any way you cut it.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing about this MacBook Neo is, and we visited with Shaletta about it. There was a story during the news at 3 about this. This is a really big deal because generally Mac has not been willing to compete on price. They've said with the iPhone or the iPad or the MacBook Pro or the MacBook Air or the iMacs or any of their other equipment, it's like, here it is. It's top-notch equipment, and you're going to pay. And really, this is their first foray into, hey, we built a piece of equipment that now you can say, hey, if I'm going to spend $250 or $300 on a Chromebook,
Right.
I can spend a little more and get a MacBook Neo. Very interesting strategy.
It is indeed. And I think that Mac is making this move at a time where it's really necessary for them to do something big. And they did. A $600 MacBook? Come on. Yeah. That's unheard of.
Yeah, and it's going to have a lot of the familiar features. Recycled aluminum enclosure.
Yep.
The display is still going to be pretty solid. It's not going to be top of the line. And, you know, if you're going to, you know, compare it side by side to a MacBook Pro, you're going to be disappointed. But I think side by side with a lot of other equipment in that price range, I would assume, and I haven't laid my hands on it yet, that Mac isn't going to put out a piece of junk in this space.
Well, the 13-inch liquid Retina display is 2408 by 1506 resolution. That's crispy. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good-looking Mac. And you know what surprised me as I'm reading through the specs is all of a sudden I come across this chip that they are actually using in an iPhone, but it's upgraded. And this is a CPU that's a 6-core CPU, 5 cores additional for GPU, and 16 cores for natural engine. I don't know what that is, Steve. I got to find out. It comes with Apple Intelligence, which I think is the neural engine. It's going to be quite the for $600. They're going to be moving a lot of PC users into the Mac world. Watch and see.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's got the Touch ID feature that you get on the MacBook Air or the MacBook Pro. It's got a camera on board, high res, 1080p, yep. FaceTime HD camera. The list goes on and on. The one thing about Mac equipment over the years, and why I can hardly wait to see one, and by the way, you can pre-order right now for $599 and up, is this, and that is the feel of quality. And I think from the first generation iPhone, iPads, they've done a great job, even with their packaging.
Yep.
That this equipment comes in always feels of good quality. And I think that's been very interesting, something they've done. Now they start getting into this price range. Will they be able to maintain that? We'll see.
Oh, I think they will. And you know, the only thing that I see that I would question with this is, and it's a smart marketing, fanless design for silent operation. But at the same time, heat is our enemy. But we'll have to wait and see. I think they got it. I really do. I think this machine is going to do a lot more than just turn heads. It's going to turn wallets. I truly believe that Mac has made a tremendous business move with this. Tremendous.
Yeah. And once again, you and I have talked about Chromebooks for years. Now, this is still $599. In most cases, you can get 2 Chromebooks for that price, generally. And like I say, I'm sitting in front of 2 Chromebooks right now, and they don't owe me a dime.
Yeah.
I've got so much use out of it. And then to my right, I have an iMac that I run the audio through. And this is something I brought up with Shaletta, and I want to get your thoughts on this. For people that are playing around with video or editing photos, or in my case, doing audio stuff, in my opinion, over the years, and PCs do a fine job. There's a lot of studios that use PCs. But in general, with video and audio, and for that matter, photographs, etc., Macs still are the gold standard.
Well, they set the pace.
Yeah.
They jumped out in front of this years and years ago with desktop publishing. And they've maintained that lead. They really have. And I think a lot of that goes into the original design of the hardware must be compatible with the software. And I think they're developing them side by side. And people, well, I'm strapped to buy an Apple software now. Well, yes, But at the same time, if you save hundreds and hundreds of hours on support and coordinating and getting it all configured, really, is it that expensive? No. Not to mention, those hours are now spent working in productive time. So you got to look at it. You got to stand back and you got to look at it from the big picture. They really have done a job on this machine. I just can't wait to get a hold of one just for – and, of course, in Apple style, you can get it in four colors. Yeah. We want you to feel comfortable with what you're carrying around. I love that.
Yeah. I think this is a great idea, too, and I brought it up for young people, parents, students, whether middle school, high school, college age. The concern with a Mac has always been, okay – you get a MacBook Air configured with, you know, extra memory and an extra large hard drive. You know, you're pushing $1,000. Then MacBook Pro, easy to go over $2,000 in a hurry.
Oh, yes. No doubt.
That's a lot of expense. Now you get down into that $599, $600 range. Maybe you spend a little more and get a little bit more RAM or a bigger hard drive, whatever the case may be. Then it's kind of like, it's still a bummer if it is damaged, lost, or stolen, but it's not like that happening to a fully loaded MacBook Air or beyond a MacBook Pro.
Exactly. And you know, the thing about this is, too, in my opinion, is that they're really nice machines. I've never seen a Mac that, when I opened it up, I didn't go, oh, this is new. Oh, look at here. And they really have led the field in design. They truly have. Since the first MacBook. So I'm really interested to see how this one comes out. And the MagSafe charging. What a wonderful feature.
Yeah.
I think that this thing is just going to skyrocket. I truly believe that. And I haven't said that about too many Macs, but this one's got my vote.
Yeah, and I am tempted to pick one up. And by the way, there is connectivity, two USB-C ports and a headphone jack. So there is that flexibility. So, once again, to, USB-C, you're going to be able to get into it and, you know, hook up an external hard drive or whatever, to this machine. All right, let's jump to the text line here on the program, but it is cool. MacBook Neo, big, big news available for pre-order right now. And, it is due on the 11th and I have a feeling this is going to be a very big seller. 651-461-9226. And, Doug, before the break, I want to get to this. It's right up your alley. I'm running Linux Cinnamon on a newer HP. Everything works great, but when I log off during shutdown, I get these quick messages in the upper left-hand side of the screen. Is this anything to be concerned about?
Absolutely not. And, okay. In fact, don't be surprised if over, they just go away.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes it will pick up things from an earlier distribution. You know, Linux, when it updates, it doesn't just get rid of everything. It hangs on to it just in case it's necessary. And some of these files say, hey, I'm not loaded, and they just give you that little line up in the left-hand corner. Sometimes it's having trouble shutting down a daemon. But it's always set to persistent, so it will go through it a couple of times. Don't worry about it. Now, if those messages start to increase, then you're going to want to open up your systems manager and take a snapshot and send it to the development team. And if it's a serious issue, they'll get back to you within hours via email. They really are doing a good job with that as well lately. But those little messages on a fresh install, I would just set it aside and think of it as watch and see what happens over the next couple of weeks. You're probably going to get an update, and they're going to go away.
Well, all right. Very good. And I did want to update people. I haven't gotten to my Linux project. I still have that project computer. Doug sent me some info. It's been busy high school sports lately. And as soon as the winter sports season is over, I promise I'm going to dig into that, and we'll have an update for you on a later show. So Doug sent me info. I've got the machine, and then I'm going to plow forward, and then Doug's going to be on speed dial to help me through it. So I'm going to take an old Windows machine and convert it over to Linux. So I haven't given up on that. I just wanted to give folks an update.
You are much better off to take that approach. Yeah, give yourself a good 3-4 hours first install, I would say for sure. Grab a Coke or a coffee and sit back and relax and just take your time and learn the process. And I think you're going to go, oh, is that it? Yeah. Oh, by the way, Steve, did you hear that Lenovo, their whole ThinkPad line and workstation line, will be coming out with Linux?
Oh,
you'll
wow.
Have your choice. Yeah, Ubuntu or Red Hat. And Microsoft's a little upset about this, but this is the trend. HP has partnered up with a company called System 76 in Colorado, who hand-builds machines from the ground up, and they're going to start installing Pop OS. Pop OS is System 76 custom Linux from the ground up. I love hearing this. And System 76 is quite the company. They came through some really, really tough times and never gave up on their values of we're going to produce quality. Yeah, it's almost like an Apple PC. I hate to say that, but it's true. They do a tremendous job, and HP is going to take advantage of some of that talent, and I think this is going to be an interesting several years coming up.
Yeah, and it is certainly good to have options, but we'll keep an eye on that, and once again, I promise I'm going to get to that Linux install. It's my goal by the end of March to have this all done. It is 3:31. Our goal next, update you on the weather and continue. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug, you can do so, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, and that is good for a call or a text. If you call, you'll visit with Lindsay Brown, and she'll put you right through, and if you text, that'll come right into the studio, and Doug and I will get it on the air right away. It is, of course, News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk, and you can visit with Doug, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. You can call or text. And we're going to go to Karen in Monticello. Karen, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi.
Hi
Doug.
Hi.
Is there something like ADW Cleaner that I can use on my Linux system?
Well, it's not exactly the same, but it's called BleachBit. Just like the bleach you put in your washer. Just open up your software manager and get to know this program a little bit before you start to commit changes. And
okay.
They have got a process built in where it's almost like a built-in front end that has a sandbox. You can test it first. You know what? Send me your email address. I'm going to send you a link that you can, if you need to do cleaning, it's much safer and it's pretty enjoyable. And just send that to admin@wccotech.com. That's admin@wccotech.com. And make sure in the subject you put in need Linux help, and I'll pick it up and I'll send you the several links that will give you a hand there.
Excellent. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, very good, Karen. With a Linux machine or a Mac, we've brought this up before, generally they don't need as much cleanup or maintenance as, say, a Windows machine. Do you still think that's true here in early 2026, Doug?
Oh, I think it's more true now than ever.
Okay.
Some of the issues that Windows is having just with bringing out updates, it's turned into a every other day affair, maintaining things, where Linux and Mac still are going to be a lot more consistent, much more stable, and just be kind. I think sometimes, like this lady calls, and I could probably just show her how to lower her resolution a little bit on her screen or change a few things that all of a sudden it's snappy. And I think that people who install Cinnamon, they like all the bells and whistles and the floating and the beautiful graphics. It's gorgeous. But I prefer XFCE. It's a flat but gorgeous operating system, but it's just super fast. Doesn't have any of the softness opening up, and you can still round the corners of your boxes if you wish and stuff like that. But it's just so much nicer to work with because of the speed factor, and it's much more stable. But, yeah, as far as, like, the normal maintenance where it doesn't want to run, it doesn't want to do this, it won't boot properly, blue screen to death, anybody with a Windows machine will tell you that it's an experience. I don't want to give people the idea if you buy a Mac or you build a Linux system, life is perfect. It just isn't. That's not the nature of the beast here. There's always going to be something coming up. They may be doing a new fix, and all of a sudden it creates another issue. And that's true throughout the entire industry, all the way up through AI. So it's just a fact of life. But I really like the fact that she called in and she said, "Yeah, you got something to use like Pervasor?" Well, you know, that tells me she was a Pervasor user in Windows. That's really good. That's way good. You know, people are expanding their knowledge and getting more comfortable sitting at the keyboard. That's the way to go. It really is.
Yeah, very good news to hear. People are working on their machines. And, Doug, we've brought this up time and time again on the show, and I don't think we can say it enough. One of the biggest things when it comes to computers and how they perform, and then beyond that, if you're on a network, say, for instance, at work, etc., is attachments.
Yeah.
Clicking on emails with attachments you're not familiar with, clicking on links, etc. You can help your cause a great deal if you're very leery of emails with attachments or clicking on links that you're not 100% sure of.
I couldn't say it enough, Steve. To be a good user solves 90% of the problems, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, and again, we haven't said it for a while, so I'm just going to say it now. Once you start to do more configurations and you become a little bit more brave with how you're setting your machine up, now all of a sudden you're going to reach this point, and I'm going to say it, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
If you change something, make sure you get a screenshot or you write down some notes as to what you're changing. That way, if it doesn't go well, you can restart your computer and you can undo it. Don't make multiple changes at once. And do restart your computer in between large changes. So, and that's true with every operating system on the planet. If you follow those rules, you'll be good. But the point you bring up really is hindering malware coming in and viruses and starting up a script that's built into this file that was sent to you. Use some caution. You couldn't say it enough. That's just wonderful advice. And I think that being a good user really is 90% of how you're going to enjoy your computer and if it's going to be good to you. I really believe in that.
Yeah, it is so imperative. And we have talked about this. If you're retired, maybe you're not exposed to this anymore. But in any workplace, and once again, I've got, you know, the part-time gig here on the radio, a full-time gig in the printing business, and we are literally all the time going through training and re-education on how to be a conscientious user and protect the work network. And over and over again, it is links and attachments that can open a big, bad can of worms.
And be kind to your system administrators, and be aware that this chain of command that a lot of people resent, and I understand that, but it's absolutely vital. We all got to be on the same page, and it's true with the internet as well. We're one big happy network. We need to take care of each other because the better they run, the better we'll run. It's just a natural thing, but at work especially. Even if it's your computer at work, when you connect to their network, you're an intricate part of that entire system. And if you think you have trouble with your computer, how would you like to be a system administrator taking care of 200 PCs plus several servers? I'm telling you, it will keep you up late nights when you can't answer a question to yourself. It really will. So good luck, but be good users and be a part of the team. It all works together for the benefit of all of us.
Yeah, and I feel like system administrator, you know, the old term herding cats, that's what it is.
That's great. Sure. I've never heard it related to system administrator. That's great.
Yeah. We have another text I want to get in before we break here on Tech Talk. And here's the number again if you want to visit with Doug. It is our talk and text line. It's good for all our shows. 7 days a week, or most of our shows, certainly our local shows, 651-461-9226. And this is really a good one. We haven't talked a lot about it lately, but Texter Jason just bought an Epson Eco tank, picked it up at Sam's Club. He gave us the model number. It's not important. My mom and dad have one of these, and they've had really good luck. You get bottles of ink, you fill the ink reservoir, and they have had very good luck with this. Now, once upon a time, they had a quality issue. A regular cleaning didn't do it. You can go on YouTube or whatever, and you can do what is called a deep clean. It's just an extra few keystrokes on the front of the printer to get it to do a deep clean. But the Epson Eco Tank, Epson, there's a lot of good printers out there, but that's certainly one of those that you can be reasonably comfortable with.
Oh, no doubt. What was his text? He liked it or he didn't like it?
Yeah, he said he just bought one and wanted our thoughts, and it's hard to beat that. I have a brother at home that's kind of our main printer. I've had good luck with Epsons over the years. HP, a lot of solid equipment out there when it comes to printers. The Eco Tank's cool because you get the bottle ink. You're not swapping out cartridges all the time. They've cut down on the waste.
And they put this filling of the ink really, really well done, I think. It's not messy. It's quick and it's easy.
Yeah.
But the deep cleaning thing, this is a process I believe HP started many, many years ago, and the rest of the industry picked right up on it. It really is. It's the answer. I think people should be doing a deep cleaning at least once every 6 months.
Yeah, and especially if it's used sporadically. Now, if you're printing out puzzles or recipes or other stuff like that and using it, it shouldn't be needed. And generally, these printers will self-clean, if you will, and stay in running order. And like I said, they had this printer for 2 years before they just couldn't get it done. And then when I went over there and searched by model number on YouTube, and sure enough, somebody out there said, oh, here's what you need to do, and you need to press this and hold that down, and it'll do a deep clean. And it'll use a little ink and run through a couple of sheets of paper, but it worked like a charm, and the printer's running like new. But what I've liked is it's not the constant swapping out of the cartridges and throwing these cartridges away. You just have that bottle of ink, and I mean, it's been great. And they do a fair amount of printing. My mom and dad print out stuff and puzzles, etc. So
cool. That's really good too, I believe. I think that this is a prime thing that to remember with computers is if you're having a problem, I can almost guarantee somebody has already had the problem. And if they've come up with a solve, it's on the internet somewhere. It's amazing how you can find things this way. This is all part of the caring and sharing attitude that we all need to be good netizens. So it's really, really good that you tell that about your mom and dad, too. That you went over there, you had coffee, probably, I bet your mom fed you, and you found this thing on YouTube, bang, 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 you're done. I love that. That's just a great story, Steve.
Well, it didn't really feed me. I just kind of raided the refrigerator like I'm a teenager again. 13 minutes in front of 4 o'clock here at News Talk 830-WCCO. Still time if you want to visit with Doug. The number is 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And a friendly reminder, all our shows available in podcast form at the website WCCORadio.com. Quick break, more with Doug in a moment here on CCO. It is Tech Talk, and we're on the air Saturdays, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Twins got beat in the Grapefruit League earlier today by the Orioles 3-2. We'll have a deep dive on the day in sports coming up a little bit later on in the program. We continue with Doug right now, and let's go to the phones. Ray in Brooklyn Park. Ray, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good.
Good, Ray.
Got a question about, we just got a new HP Inspire printer replacing an older HP that had been doing good for years, and the other one had a CD that came with it to download the print drivers onto our desktop. This one has one of those QR code thingies that you're supposed to run out and get the driver, apparently. But the computer that we're connecting it to has no access to the internet. I'm wondering if there you can think of a way to transfer that QR code to a phone and a USB stick then and maybe download it into the computer that way?
Yeah, your phone, you'll be able to get to it. But I would recommend, because this is a new printer, I would recommend that you just let HP support guide you through that. It won't cost you anything. And if you got to call them or something like that, and you can locate them on your phone as well. Just put in HP, but they're going to, well, you don't have internet at your house, huh? Oh, my. That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah, and so much of this is reliant on that, updates, et cetera. Occasionally, printers, you'll want to do a firmware update. You and I have talked about that. And you can get into the weeds in a hurry. But sometimes that printer is going to need to be updated, and having some form of internet access becomes vital to get those updates.
Yeah, it's I'm just mind-boggled. I can't remember the last time I heard a question like this, Steve. Maybe you got a neighbor or a friend or someplace you can take the printer but go over. But I'm sure... HP has a methodology to get you up and running, but they're going to tell you the same thing. You need to get updates. If there's an issue, the printer probably will talk to the factory and say, hey, what's going on here, and get fixes even without your knowledge, especially during the warranty. I would absolutely do this. You can do this thing. The scanner software, I think, might be probably the most difficult because they're big files. They're pretty large, and I'm not sure how you would actually transfer that from a phone to your printer, but it's doable. I know you can set up a hotspot on your phone and maybe connect your printer to that. They'll have a couple of procedures that will work for you. But from time to time, you're going to want to get that printer on the internet and let it update and let it get firmware, especially if it's a newer model, and it probably is.
Well,
so I wish you luck with that, and thank you so much for the call.
Wow, that is tricky. And that computer probably needs to be updated.
I would think too, yeah. No doubt.
That's what would worry me is, you know, where is that particular computer as far as needing updates?
Yeah, it really, especially if it's a Windows computer. All of them. In fact, I should mention that too. Linux Mint has been coming out with a lot of updates, more than normal. And most of it is browsers, but not all. It is critical. It's crucial to keep your computer up to date, if at all possible. But you know, internet is not that expensive today. I'm mind-boggled they don't have it. If I had them for a customer, I would probably encourage them to get some type of connection, some type.
Well,
T-Mobile, whatever.
Yeah, T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, depending on where you live, you can go online. Once again, it's cellular-based. You get an appliance. It's about the size of half a gallon of milk. I've got one. I would say a half a gallon of milk, and you plug it in. It drains up to the 5G signals available in your your neighborhood and creates a secure Wi-Fi network. You can hardwire into it as well. Mm-hmm. And you can get into that depending on who your cellular subscriber is, you know, $50 a month, you know,
that's just a no brainer. We got to talk this gentleman into getting internet, Steve. We really do.
Yeah. I mean, especially like that, it's secure. It's reliable. People have had very good luck with it. So depending on who's providing your internet, talk to them. Say, hey, I want a home internet. Help me out. And we're talking cheap. And the speeds are good. I've been playing around with this T-Mobile gateway, if you will, and it's been tremendous.
Yeah.
I've got one more from the text line I want to get in.
Okay.
And this has to do... A couple of weeks ago, I sent a message about replacing Kaspersky with Malware Bytes. Per your recommendation, I used antivirus removal tool prior to installing on my computer. It seems as though the Kaspersky was a little stubborn and not successfully removed. What about all of that? And, Doug, we've got about a minute, so go quick.
Oh, run it again. Antivirus tool, make sure you got the latest. And if that doesn't work, there's a help screen for them. I think, depending upon what's going on with your Windows, you may have to reboot this into safe mode with networking and run it that way. A lot of times they'll get caught up in the drivers. But Kaspersky, this is not unusual with antivirus. It isn't just Kaspersky. There's a lot of them that, well, and they'll say we got to protect your system. So, but they're at the lowest level of your computer. That's deep. I mean, really deep. They have access to everything, antivirus software, always. So, but I would check in into the support thing, jump online, run a few checks, jump on YouTube and check that as well. Just use natural language. I did this, I did that. Just don't make it too long. How to, I love that. How to, how do I do that? It's just quick and easy. You will find your answer for sure. That's normal. I've actually had some that I've had to run antivirus tool 5 and 6 times to get it completely clean. And even after that, I'll do a force uninstall with Geek Uninstaller. So the two of them together, you're going to nail it for sure, for sure.
All right, so stick with that for sure. All right, Doug, we've got to run. What's your phone number and email? How do people reach out to you during the week?
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. And once again, Tech Talk Saturdays between 3 and 4 and always online at wccoradio.com. We have the news, the weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. Jess Myers also on the way.